downtown El Paso, Texas, migrants are sleeping on the streets after thousands cross the border from Mexico over the weekend. The record-breaking influx comes as Title 42 is set to expire next week. The very controversial Trump-era policy allows federal authorities to quickly expel migrants from some countries. And on the other side of the Rio Grande River in Juarez, Mexico, there are still thousands of asylum seekers waiting to cross. Let's bring in Andrea Gonzalez with the Innovation Law Lab. She lives in Juarez. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you so much for having me.
So there are still thousands and thousands of migrants stuck there in Juarez as a result of Title 42. What are the conditions like for migrants there?
Of course, yeah. Right now we've been seeing thousands, hundreds and thousands of asylum seekers being stuck in Juarez and the streets of Juarez. Some of them are able to go to shelters, but right now shelters here are at capacity. And we've been seeing migrants sleeping on the streets, sleeping next to the Rio Grande River, setting up campsites and trying to survive during this winter.
We're also hearing reports that there have been mass kidnappings where armed men in police uniforms stop buses and try to extort the migrants for money. Now, this is an area of Mexico rife with drug violence. Do we have a sense who's behind the kidnappings and why they're doing this?
Yeah, well, migrants under Title 42 have been subject to violence at the border in the hands of both U.S. and Mexican police states. I mean, just according to the Mexican State Public Security, in just the month of August 2022, there were reports of kidnapping or robberies of 26 trucks which were transporting migrants. And out of those 26 trucks, in 10 of those situations, the bus drivers were murdered. We're seeing this happening by just cartels. Like you were talking about, in the past week in the state of Durango, there have been multiple reported kidnappings of migrants that clearly state that they were given to criminals by police officers and bus drivers. And just to talk about those kidnappings, Fernando Reverte, which is the municipal president of Mamipimi, a region through which the migrants passed after their release, affirmed that the group of kidnapped people number up to 1,500 migrants.
Can I ask you, Andrea, why kidnap migrants? What do they have to give or to offer?
Of course, what we've seen is that the kidnapping of migrants is controlled by cartels. And they kidnap migrants, hold them indefinitely in safe houses while charging them for their stay. And then they also get to extort their family members. So it's kind of like a business opportunity for cartels. And the one consistent in human trafficking through Mexico, it's mostly government corruption. Cartels come and go, but the government stays the same.
Is it only the cartels that migrants have to fear as they make their way through Mexico towards the border?
I mean, it's cartels, it's organized crime. It could be even government officials. Not so long ago, we saw in Ciudad Juarez how police violently evicted Little Venezuela, which is a migrant camp along the wrong side. They used physical abuse. They burned down tents and were left with nothing. Through traveling through Mexico itself, they're very vulnerable because, like I said, the migrant trafficking, it's very in the hands of different cartels, of different gangs, of different just organized crime. They're being more vulnerable into any kind of kidnapping, any kind of like robbery, especially when traveling in dangerous areas, when they're being transported by coyotes.
What's your sense of why so many migrants are trying to reach the U.S. right now?
Every person that I talk to, either whether it was in Juarez, whether it was in Tijuana, in different places, they are all fleeing their country from extreme circumstances. And most of them have somewhere, they have a support system that they're traveling to. It's the idea of, like, people are coming here to work. Like, it's not unnecessarily untrue, but it's not the whole truth. Most of the people that I have talked to are running away from either extreme circumstances, fleeing for the safety, for their safety or their kids' safety or their family safety, whether it's related to gangs, whether it's related to cartels, whether it's related to violence, to political asylum. And they're fleeing these extreme circumstances and trying to get to their support system in the U.S.
Andrea Gonzalez is with the Innovation Law Lab, and she's talking to us from Juarez, Mexico. Andrea, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.